I'm going to look at this and see how the tape's coming. Well, I want to ask you the last question, which is, you love Westport. You grew up here. Your family grew up here, didn't they?
Yes.
And knowing that, and you're caring, would you change anything about it if you could? What changes, as you see it growing and developing and becoming larger, what changes would you like to make if you had the power?
If I had the power, I would like to retain Westport as a beautiful countryside town. And I would like to see us stop to building developments.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this statement may get me in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. But I feel there are too many housing developments in the town which are detracting from our natural beauty, which has made one person who has traveled all over the world say, of all the places that I've ever seen in the world, there is none more beautiful than Westport. And I, this is the Westport I knew, and perhaps it's a sign of approaching old age to want to leave Westport with its farmlands and with its rivers the way that we knew it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that, but I would like to see less of the building development.
Less progress?
I don't know.
So-called, in quotation
marks.
I don't know.
But, you know, off the cuff, if I had more time to think about it, I might think of some more things.
Yes.
That comes to mind,
yes.
My mind immediately, because it does concern me, and I love Westport.
We have the Land Trust and the Conservation Commission working for that purpose to preserve open space and so on. I don't know whether you remember seeing this. Years and years ago, when this was perhaps 20 years ago, Life magazine published an article on the beautiful beaches of the world, and it named seven, and it was a seven-page spread of the beautiful beaches of the west of the world, and the Horseneck Beach was one of those seven.
Is that right?
In Life, I have
that.
To look. It
Is
must
right?
be in the library.
I did not see that.
If Life magazine goes back 20 years or so in the library, that issue must be there. And I think Westporters might be interested in knowing that.
Yes, absolutely, because I didn't know this at all.
Well, we noticed it we saw it in New York because we were simply commuting, but we knew Westport. We came about 25 years ago. And before that, we'd come to visit Jean and Ed Yeomans about 30 years ago.
Oh, yes.
So we, not ladies, but at all, really. Thank you very much for giving me the time this morning.
Oh, you're very
and
welcome.
It's a real contribution to the town, too.
Well, thank you kindly.